Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic. It is Thursday, June 21st, and this is my QAnon update. Q posts can still be found at QAnon.pub and other websites. My theme for this video is We Stand, We Fight Together. Let's dive into this. Should have a pretty short update. When we left Q and the President last night, they were at the rally in Duluth, Minnesota. One of the people that was attending the rally said, hey, I was at the Trump rally in Duluth, waiting on a huge room full of people. Some guy got up on a table and started talking about Q, and then led people in the crowd to where we go one, and then the people responded, we go all. So they got to tell people about Q. Q said, we hear you, Patriots. Where we go one, we go all. One of the Anons noticed that the president pointed out a Q supporter in the audience last night at the rally, pointed right at him. Right here you can see big Q shirt, president's pointing there. Anon says, does it get any more obvious than that? And Q responded, together, where we go one, we go all, winning Q. Q also said this, look for more direct confirmations, it's time. And then, we serve at the pleasure of the president. We left the decision on timing to him. Today at the rally, he made the decision. Shift in tactics, attacks, and there's an arrow up to shift in tactics, Q. So they are shifting in tactics on the Q team because of increased attacks. President made the command decision to point out one of the Q followers in the crowd. Q posted this back on November 1st. Before, Q was using a trip code, said, we serve at the pleasure of the President, Donald J. Trump. Q has actually said this several times, so I think that's evidence that we're dealing with the same Q now who was posting back in early November. Q posted this, now that's what I call a VIP. And there is a Twitter status update, it's right here. And it, hashtag QAnon, I'm all over Twitter, President Trump. And this was someone who took a picture with a Q t-shirt and the rally in the VIP. Because some people question whether the president was actually pointing at the Q supporter, and you can see the video here. One of the Anons did a side-by-side, and you can see here, let me kill the audio. You can see here, if you play the video, that the president comes over on the right, and then at the left is the guy's camera, actually, and you can see points right at him. Q responded to that from the Anon, said, January 20, 2017, June 20, 2018, exactly 17 months. Do you believe in coincidences? God bless you all, Q. Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. All these coincidences. Q said, we told you proofs were going to be important very soon. New eyes, be ready. 5x5, and 5x5 is military is our communications loud and clear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Q then said, we thank you for your service. And Q posted this, we stand, we fight together. Organized riots are being planned, countermeasures are in place. The resistance is far smaller than portrayed by the MSM. Attacks will intensify. You collectively are a massive threat. Censorship applied to scale down their impact and reach. Censoring YouTube videos on Facebook. I've had a number of people say that they're having a hard time posting my YouTube videos on Facebook, that they're either not getting shared, they're not in algorithms, no one's seeing them. So, yeah, they are censoring to try to reduce the impact. Q said, it's failing. Trust yourself. Public awakening. Q. Please do not flood my inbox with emails about what Q means when Q says, trust yourself. All right. I'm a Christian. We trust in God. I believe Q is encouraging us not to second guess our decision to follow the president, to trust the plan, to follow Q and the team, and to follow God. Q then posted this, boom. Here is a Twitter status from Matt Gaetz, And we have brackets, three sets of brackets, two, and then one Q. Here's a status from Matt Gaetz. And basically, it's an interview with Sean Hannity and Andrew McCarthy. Gaetz says if we, committee, were really serious about oversight, we'd say the documents will be present at 10 a.m. tomorrow. If they're not, at 10:01, we start impeachment proceedings regarding Rod Rosenstein. And then Q asked this, are they serious? And of course the R could be, it's a question, but it also refers to Rod Rosenstein. Are they serious about impeaching Rod Rosenstein? We're going to find out. For those of you curious about the brackets, Q posted this back in February. Hint on the brackets, please, driving me nuts. When the Anons asked, military target square, Q responded, kill box. Not a literal kill box, no one's going to die, but it just is a, it signifies that somebody's in the hot seat, if that helps. Q then posted this question and answer on Saturday, time to be determined, Q. All right, another question and answer session. I'm excited. I remember Q did a question and answer session, I think, back in April or early May, and just for 5 minutes took five questions and gave five answers, and it was actually very informative. So, what are you doing on Saturday? Well, this Anon said, I'm canceling my hike. This Anon said, great, I'm going to be glued to my computer instead of doing yard work. Wife Anon is going to be pissed. This Anon said, we're going to get bombarded with questions. We should organize and have some really good ones for Q. That would be a good idea. And I'm going to finish up with this post by one of the Anons. I just thought it was good. Haven't doubted since I came on board, and I'm not about to start now. A lot of love in this movement. America needed a wake-up call, and it was delivered in kind. Where we go one, we go all. I would just say this to my friends in South America and Europe and Asia. I have friends all over the world. This is not just about America. This is about the world. Freedom is coming to everyone. When we say where we go one, we go all, we include all of our friends. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.